Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Daniela Barbera, and she will talk to us about the public voice. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, Mo.
So why don't we start by telling us, like giving us a quick background of mm-hmm. what your project is about?
So I'm investigating public conversations and public speech and trying to understand how communication design can maybe influence a more meaningful way of dealing with our public presence. So I'm trying to understand how public presence or being part of an audience that has a voice is becoming controversial, and how the roles that we take in this field are changing with the new technologies we are using, and questioning how I can make a project that maybe looks at this into a different way.
Okay, that's very interesting. But then you've mentioned a couple of times the word public, and
yes.
and it might as it might sound very like everyone knows what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what is it? What does it mean to you? What mm-hmm. the word public means to you?
It is one of these words that maybe because it's so old and so important, and we see it in so many contexts, we know that there is a definition, and we never look it up.
Right.
So it is quite complex today, especially when you never really know, like, what does it mean for a space to be public or for a platform to be public? We use things that we see as public space, but actually it's owned by someone or for some corporation or maybe government. And there's a lot of questions involved in this sense. But to me, I've been looking at public as any space or any communication space that you feel that is exterior to you. So if you make something, like if you make something available to your family, maybe to a certain extent you're making it public, but it's not as public as if you make it public to your school.
Right.
And it's not as public as if you make it public on the internet when you don't even know who might ever read it. So
right.
to me, it has more to do with like the context in which it happened, and it's, I could say it this way, it's more of a feeling or it's more of a concept than actually a definition.
Okay. So it's not really tangible, and it has...
No, I think it's changing a lot.
Okay.
But there yeah. are definitions, and I read interesting theories about this. For example, some theorists make a very clear difference between what is an audience and what is a public or what is the public.
Mm-hmm.
So the word audience has been used many times to describe a group of people that are absorbing something passively. So it describes a group of people that are waiting to receive something, while the public is supposed to be a group of people that are expecting to react to something that is given to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you call an audience or you call
yeah.
the people maybe might change over time, and it might open doors to different interpretations. And
yeah, definitely, and I hope that you do that.
Yes, I will try.
And that kind of takes me to the second question. Why did you decide to explore this topic now? Did
mm-hmm.
did you find some sort of a dysfunction of how the public voice is being perceived, or like how this topic specifically is being tackled
mm-hmm.
through design? Can you elaborate more on that?
So I found it first through design. Last year I was very interested in design that is done with the audience, so what is called participatory design. So how can I make a project that people can interact with and people can change and people can maybe help me finish? So it was a very creative interest in a way. I was looking at it as a design method that I could sense that had some challenges involved, but I was seeing everything from the perspective of a designer. And then with time and reading more about this kind of work and analyzing other people's work, I started realizing that we are living with a lot of issues that are related to participation and public speech and public interventions in everything, in technology and in the way we deal with media. And I wouldn't find these problems in the speech that I found within the design community. So
okay.
for designers, it seems, it just seems that we will embrace the audience if we want to control what's going to happen. But in the
right.
world, the audience is getting more and more involved in communication, and we are also involved in it as designers, but it just seemed to be very separate.
Right.
So I was interested in seeing how I could maybe tackle those problems and maybe like force my way into those issues and trying to use design to kind of tackle them.
Nice. I'm sure that you're going to be able to do that.
Thank you.
So I understand that you kind of created your own method regarding this topic. Is there any specific then, because this is somehow a method of working.
Yes.
Is there any specific topic that you want to discuss or talk about or use this method in, mm-hmm. you know, kind of facilitating that to people?
What I've been doing lately is I started looking at the method and then I kind of moved into topics, and I feel like it's an idea that it's kind of, the method is a topic in a way.
Okay,
it's hard to explain it, but for example, if you talk about making a piece of design that is meant to be collecting feedback, then you're talking about a method. But if you talk about the voting system, then it's a topic. It's politics, but it's actually the same thing.
Right.
And that's what I like about it. And so I've been trying to find where these methods are being applied in the world and maybe where they're becoming more complex. And I have some pieces in my drawer downstairs.
Yeah.
That talk about these. I've been looking at social media. I've been looking at the voting system, just trying to see how I can change things that already exist and how they could maybe lead to different outcomes. Particularly, I have been looking at security, which is something else that I was exploring last year as well. There's a lot of new campaigns and a new mindset that deals with people as commuters or people as anyone who's passing by, kind of like reporting on things that you see that are unusual, or how you can kind of help the police or help the security forces to do their job in a way,
right?
Which is kind of an interesting expansion of the things I've been looking at. So this is what I'm looking at right now, but it might change. Let's see.
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of that we have been talking mostly about the things that happens on ground or like in real in real life kind of thing. But I was wondering what are your takes on the digital aspect of things? Do you think maybe is commenting a sort of a dialogue,
like in social media?
Yeah, on social media, like if you get people talking about a very loaded maybe topic and they start commenting, is that sort of a dialogue? Or like, could you consider that public conversation or public dialogue?
Yes, I believe it. I mean, it is public if you're commenting in public.
Okay.
Maybe it's a very specific, when you say dialogue, you kind of imagine two equal beings or elements that kind of pass information back and forth in a very balanced and symmetrical way, but it doesn't have to be like this. So when you have one piece of information and then many people comment on it, and then all those comments open the possibility that someone else is going to comment on them, then it's already a dialogue.
Right.
And that's very present today as well. It's one of the issues we have, that then it's very hard to control where those trees of information lead, because anyone can do whatever they want with them.
Okay, interesting. There's actually this question. I think you kind of answered it through our conversation. Do you have anything else to add? Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what the things that you've put in the drawer for the people that are following?
Yeah, why not? So I have a little booklet that I've done based on social media. It's called Social Draw. So it's a very simple exercise, and I haven't tested it yet, but I was trying to see if I could make a children activity book where you would learn how to express yourself following the language of social media. So thinking like maybe in the future, these systems that are already designed to help you have a public speech would already influence the way you naturally communicate. So it's very speculative in a way. And I've put another little booklet that has some information that I took from the British Transport Police website. So it's all the messages they have that are related to the security issue. And there's some notes on my research paper as well.
That sounds
brilliant. If anyone wants to read it.
Yeah, sure. Perfect. Thank you so much, Daniela, for being with us. Thank you.